दोस्तों, हाल ही में मैंने SBS हिंदी पर प्रकाशित किया था एक लेख जिसमें बताया था भारतीय नीम हकीमों के इतिहास के बारे में, वो भी ऑस्ट्रेलिया में। उस लेख को पढ़कर साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहने वाली ट्रेसी हैरिस ने हमसे संपर्क किया और बताया कि उस लेख में जिस एक फर्जी डॉक्टर या नीम हकीम का नाम दिया गया है, मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन, वो उनकी पड़पोती हैं। ट्रेसी, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
हमने जानना चाहा ट्रेसी से कि जब वो लेख पढ़ा तो उनके मन पर क्या बीती।
I was really interested to read the article. The first thing that came out was that my great-grandfather was mentioned in there twice. So one as M.F. Fadluddin and then another one as Muhammad Leaker. Not very often do you see a great-grandfather's name put in print like that. My family and I have done a lot of research on great-grandfather because we don't know much about him, just from, you know, verbal stories and stuff that had been handed down. So any information that we can find, I grab onto that quite quickly, and I got in touch with SBS straight away to see what sort of information they had and where they had got that from.
हमने जानना चाहा ट्रेसी से कि कितने वर्षों से वो अपने परदादा की तलाश में हैं, कि कौन थे उनके परदादा, क्या जीवन था उनका।
Probably since I was probably about 15, 16, and that was when I suppose I was old enough to understand certain stories that were being spoken around. Also, my dad was always searching for his family history because a lot of the family had dark skin. His generation had dark skin. He was always put in the back of the classroom when he was a young lad to sit with the Indigenous people. He grew up with a lot of racial prejudice regarding his skin colour. So for him, he was interested in finding out more of the information, and so that encouraged me and inspired me to do some more research as well.
ट्रेसी, क्या आप हमें बता सकती हैं कि आपके परदादा का जीवन ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कैसे था?
Well, as far as we know that he was born in Punjab, India. That's what's written on his death certificate. But we don't have any records of what ship he came out of or when he actually arrived. He probably arrived around about 1896. But in 1901, he was one of the first Indian doctors to be tried under the new Medical Act of New South Wales. And he spent 4 months in prison because he couldn't pay the £50 fine for that. But from the records there, we were able to find out that he arrived around 1896, that he was 6'1.5" tall. He had black to grey hair, black eyes, and was educated.
तो अपने सुनने वालों को बताना चाहूंगा कि 1890 के दशक में मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन ऑस्ट्रेलिया आते हैं पेशे से भारतीय हकीम। यहाँ पर वो डॉक्टर के नाम से प्रैक्टिस करने लगते हैं, जो कि उस समय के मेडिकल एक्ट न्यू साउथ वेल्स में लोगों को मनाही थी, जब तक कि आपकी ट्रेनिंग पूर्णतः वेस्टर्न ट्रेडिशन में नहीं होती। 4 महीने की जेल, £50 का फाइन, लेकिन उसके बाद भी कई वर्षों तक कई ऐसे नीम हकीम थे जो अपना पेशा जारी रखते हैं, क्योंकि इसमें जो होने वाली आय है, खासतौर पे ऑस्ट्रेलिया के ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों में, वो काफी थी। मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन ही अकेले ऐसे नहीं थे, उनके साथ कई ऐसे और भारत के पंजाब या बंगाल से आने वाले लोग थे जो इस तरीके के काम में लिप्त थे। ये तो बात हुई मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन की। 1896 से लगभग 1929 तक वो ऑस्ट्रेलिया में थे, अकेले नहीं थे, यहाँ शादी की और परिवार भी बढ़ाया। हमने जानना चाहा ट्रेसी से, थोड़ा अपने परिवार के बारे में बताएं।
Okay, my family history. What we know is that in 1903, Muhammad, or great grandfather, married Mary Ann Selick in Laura, South Australia. He was probably around about. He said he was 30 at that age when he married her. From 1901 to 1912, they lived in Laura, Moonta, Kadena and Port Pirie. We know that there's at least 6 recorded births for Mary Ann and Muhammad. So there's Aflato, he was born in 1903. Eileen, she was born in 1904. And my grandmother, Irene Jean, was born in March 1909 at Port Pirie. There were at least 3 other children, but they all died in infancy. I think the youngest one was 3 months old, but they didn't survive for until their first birthday. One of my cousins engaged a researcher in Port Pirie and who conducted a lot of research around that area, and she has a lot of information about the children that are buried in the cemetery there. We know that in 1912, the marriage between Marianne and Muhammad was not a happy one, and in March he placed a notice in the paper that he wasn't going to be responsible for any debts incurred by Marianne. So the marriage had obviously broken down and she had moved out or moved away. In June of the same year, she took Muhammad to court for desertion of the family, and he was actually charged because he wasn't providing adequate money to keep the family in food and clothing. The article also said that he had another three wives, which is quite interesting. Be interesting to find out if that was true or not, and that Marianne was actually looking after three other children from another woman, and Marianne actually wanted these children to be put into state care through the court. The really sad thing is that we believe that those three children were actually her children, because the birth certificate have her as the mother, and in June they were actually placed in industrial school, which was at McGill in Adelaide. So my grandmother would have been about 3 years at the time, her sister would have been eight, and her older brother would have been nine. In July, a divorce was petitioned between her and Muhammad. We moved then to 1921, where a divorce was decreed as Muhammad took the matter to the court for misconduct, because Marianne had started living with a, or was living with a person, and she'd actually been living with him since 1912. In 1922, for some reason, Muhammad was given custody of the children by the court. Now, that's something that, you know, we would still like to do some more research on that. In 1925, he was charged again for practicing as a doctor in Adelaide and was fined £5. And in that article there, he was saying that, you know, his profession, he had been handed down from generation to generation. So he had generational experience and knowledge of being a specialist or a doctor. 1926, again, he was charged with false advertising by using the label of doctor, and again in 1927. So probably about after 1929, you don't hear anything else about Muhammad. He would have been quite an elderly man at that stage, or getting to be an elderly man, and I suppose he just stopped practicing full stop.
जिस तरीके से ट्रेसी ने अपने परदादा के जीवन के बारे में बताया, उससे एक बात तो साबित हो गई कि उनकी दादी इसके बारे में बिल्कुल बात नहीं करना चाहती थी। हमने ट्रेसी से जानना चाहा, जब उनके परिवार ने मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन के बारे में जानने की कोशिश की, तो उनकी रिएक्शन क्या थी?
Fran, we called her Fran. She was very, very upset and quite angry with us, with the family, when we started tracing her history, and she wouldn't tell us anything. And I think that she always thought that her father had abandoned her, and she had a fairy tale image of her mum. So, and I suppose being about 3 years old, you probably wouldn't remember a lot about your early history and stuff like that. And I'm not sure how long she kept in contact with her brother and sister, because I do know that she was fostered out, and that probably would have been at a very young age. But secrets always have a way of coming out. So, you know, little bits of snippets you hear every now and again. When Muhammad passed away, the public trustee traced Fran as the next of kin. And although Dad was quite young, probably about 10 years old, he remembers Fran being quite upset and didn't want to have anything to do with any of the information, didn't want to talk about it. It was almost the first time even Grandpa had heard about her side of the family. And again, when her brother passed away, she was again traced as the next of kin. That time, however, Grandpa and another family member went up to Adelaide to go through where her brother lived. And it was quite interesting, the story goes, that similarities between Fran and her brother. They both loved birds, and he had a cocky, and Fran had lots and lots of birds. She was known as the Bird Lady of Bosun's Point. And also, Dad had met someone that had lived in the boarding house or the industrial school that Fran went to. So that was another bit of the secret that had got out as well. And the other thing is that if she had any photographs or any information, she destroyed a lot of that. Dad recalls her burning a lot of photos and a lot of letters and things in a big fire. And would always say to us, why do you want to know that information? You don't need to know that information.
जिस तरीके से ट्रेसी ने हमें बताया कि उनके परिवार का ये राज उनकी दादी हमेशा के लिए दबा देना चाहती थी, ट्रेसी के पिता हमेशा अपने आप को एबोरिजिनल बच्चों के संग पाते थे क्योंकि उनका रंग हल्का सांवला था। इस वजह से कई ऐसे सवाल थे जिनका उत्तर मिले बिना ट्रेसी के पिता का देहांत हो गया। आज ट्रेसी चाहती हैं कि यदि किसी को मोहम्मद लीकर फदलुद्दीन के बारे में कुछ भी जानकारी हो या उनके परिवार तीन अलग शादियों से हुए बच्चे या मैरी एन के बच्चे अगर उन्हें जानते हैं उनसे संपर्क करना चाहते हैं तो जरूर करें।
My family would really love to fill in a lot of gaps as much as we can. Any information on Muhammad, when Muhammad arrived, would be great. And any other family out there, we would love to make contact with and extend our family group. It's really nice to have that feeling of family and to make Muhammad a live person because we don't have that for our great grandparent. He's just a name. He doesn't have a living memory for us. Even any of the other children that Mary Ann had, especially with her second husband or partner, would be really great. So his name was Richard Southwell. And we would also like to thank all family for their research that they've done and the Australian Indian Historical Society for helping fill in some of the gaps and the information on Muhammad and his son as well. We also hope that Fran would leave possibly some information to pass down, but whatever information she had or memories she took with her. So, you know, it's an ongoing journey for us to go down, and it's always interesting that things fall into place, you know. At certain times, certain bits of information come out and they add to the story. And that was really good about the SBS article that came up on Facebook, that again filled in a little bit of the story for us. So thank SBS very much for putting that on Facebook. Thank you very much.